Well, I've canceled my gym session today, and I'm looking for a place that can get a massage in last minute.
Oh, baby.
Whew. That Katahdin thing is no joke.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, weather was on your side.
No.
Oh.
No. Here's the thing about Katahdin. It's 5,267 feet high. And then, so it could be a mile, they throw a pile of rocks on the top. Right. So it's a mile high. The weather up there is different than the weather down here. Beautiful day. Beautiful day. Throughout Maine. Not a mile high. I almost got blown off the mountain. And we couldn't. Now, here's the thing. We went over. So if you've hiked Mount Katahdin before, you know there are a bunch of different routes you can do. And one of the ones that they just restored maybe 2 years ago because there was a rock slide was the one, of course, we chose to do, which is the most direct route up the mountain.
Right.
Which means you climb about 3,300 feet in elevation in 2 miles.
Wow.
So you're going straight up. Right. Climbing over rocks. It's a big rock slide. So think of like the side of the mountain. These rocks slid down.
Right.
And then they painted little marks on it and said, go this way.
Wow.
Right.
Right.
So we're trying to scramble over these rocks and everything. And we keep going up. And then we get to like a new section. And I'm like, oh, OK, good. We must be getting there. And the top of the mountain was covered in cloud cover, like the ceiling was kind of low. And I said, we're getting close. Right.
Right. We're in the clouds.
And Andy's like, yeah. So we keep going. And then we get to the Tablelands, which is like sort of a, that was the easy part because it's pretty much a really slow incline right near the top. And I say, so we're getting close, right? And he's like, no, really, I think it looks like a ridge right there, but I think that's the top of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost the top.
Okay, that's good.
So we get to almost the top, and then you got to keep going, right? And then all of a sudden, it inclines a little bit more. So we get to, and we're in like the mist right now, and we can't even see down. So the mist helped for two reasons. One, I couldn't see how steep we were climbing, because I couldn't really look down. And two, there wasn't like a, oh, God, it's still all that way up there.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Because it would like slowly be revealed from the mist.
Right.
It was like a carrot and a dog or, you know, something or a bunny or a bone or whatever. We don't use the analogy. Like, it was like, oh, no, you're almost there.
Right. Keep going.
Like a little bit more would be revealed. Like, no, you still got this to go, but I'm not going to show you where the end is, you know? So then we got up to the top and we actually made like crazy time. We made it up in like 3 hours, which is, we were cooking, right?
Wow, good for you.
So we make it up in 3 hours. Yeah, we were like going fast. I was like, let's go. Let's do this thing, right? Thinking I got to work in the morning. We got to get up. We got to get down. Got to get pictures. Got to, you know. So we get up to the top and I'm going to post some pictures and stuff. Like there was one that I put on my Instagram story, Blake Hayes on Instagram. The thing about Katahdin though is when you get up there, especially at that time of the day, could it clear at some point? Yeah. So, like, we could wait around and try to hope we could get a view, but we couldn't see anything. It was like we were in a cloud, you know? So I got the picture on, you know, sitting on the sign.
Yeah.
It's like the obligatory picture, right? So then we thought, well, we could go over the really challenging part, the scary part that a lot of people skip called Knife's Edge, which is a ridge. And it's, you know, you're climbing over these rocks and it's a steep fall on both sides, you know?
So it's a literal ridge.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
It's not a figurative ridge. It is a ridge. Yes. But it's called Knife's Edge because it's pretty narrow at the top, you know, and there are some parts that are a little freaky. Another time that the mist helped was that in some cases I couldn't really see down. However, then the wind picked up. So then I'm like, okay, crouch down. I'm not getting blown off this mountain, you know.
That's not how I'm going, right?
That's not how I'm going to go, you know. So I'm like, I got to get back to do the show. Eva can't do the show by herself, and I got to tell these stories. It doesn't count as hiking Katahdin unless you go and say it on the radio,
right.
You know? So I'm like, no. So I'm clinging to the rock. I'm like, I have to make it back, Andy. I have to make it back. And it was pretty scary. I mean, there were winds that must have been 70 mile an hour gusts at some point. Yeah. So imagine you're teetering on top of a ridge where it falls down thousands and thousands of feet on each side. And it's just a giant rock pile with a point. And you're walking across the point. At some points, crawling across the point, And then the wind picks up and you're like, well, Jesus, you know.
And you kept going?
So we went. The thing that was ridiculous is that we didn't have to go that way. We went that way for fun.
Oh.
So we got to the top and then we thought, well, let's go over Knife's Edge, you know, since that's like a classic part of Katahdin. So we went about 3/4 of the way over Knife's Edge.
Right.
And then we had to come back. So what's stupid when I think about it is that we actually did two, like we did more of Knife's Edge than the average person has to
right.
do. Normally it's a loop. You do it in one way and then you go down the other way. So we did that and then we got back and then it was still cloudy. And then it was like 35 degrees with windy mist for like the next mile down.
How long did it take you to get down?
Well, we stopped a little more and, you know, had gummy bears and more snacks. It was probably 4 hours down.
So longer down than up?
Yeah. Well, because if you think about it, you're climbing up those rocks and stuff, and that's fine. When you're going down, you got to kind of go backwards and make sure you don't go falling.
Right.
You know, when you're climbing up, you got like, okay, I'm going up. When you're going down, it's like, okay, I don't want to fall and twist my ankle now.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I mean, you twist your ankle up there, you're screwed.
Wow.
Yeah. So we did it. I can officially say that.
Climb every mountain.
Climbed Mount Katahdin. Oh, of course, now that there wasn't a view, I want to do it again. Like, I'm going to start buying parking passes for every good weather day in the spring or something. But I'll post the pictures and you'll see my Katahdin view of the sign and me and a few rocks and white background. Maybe I'll just Photoshop in the mountain range.